For a lot of us, lazy Sunday mornings have started with a peek at the comics, from generations that loved Little Orphan Annie and Dick Tracy to Peanuts to Calvin and Hobbes. A new exhibit at ASU's Art Museum tries to cover the whole spectrum, whether it's in black and white or color. Jean Makin is curator of Funny Papers.
On the very front wall of the first exhibition, when you walk in, we have two cartoons about Felix the Cat. One is a full-page cartoon that would have been the Sunday papers. The other is just a daily cartoon strip, the one that's actually hand-drawn. I grew up watching and reading Felix the Cat. I can actually even remember the tune that goes along with the cartoon. It's playing in my head right now.
The exhibition is divided into two galleries, and we're in the first one. Can you give us an idea of the differences?
In the first gallery are more of the historic origins and older cartoon strips. It ranges from, actually, I think the earliest thing we have is a series of images by Hogarth, who is not really what you think of a cartoon artist, but he developed the idea of a serial story over several frames. And so in his piece, we see the story of two young men. One is industrious, the other is more idle. And through several frames again, you see the story of these two young men, where one becomes successful and one does not. The second gallery features, again, a few historic cartoons, but more of the contemporary artists that grew up with these icons and now have incorporated them into their artwork.
Those images include a pixelized version of Mickey Mouse, the Popeye comic that introduced the character Sweet Pea, and a huge chessboard featuring Transformers action figures.
There's a character that's a king, a queen, a knight, the pawns, the rooks. And this is an art piece that you can actually do. You can actually play chess if you would like to with this large, and this is a floor piece. Let's say this is about 7 by 7 foot square. So this is something, again, fun that an older person could enjoy. Though we've seen that little kids want to play with the, you know, because they're basically toys.
Getting up off the floor, there's more to see on the gallery's walls, including contributions from Japan.
Not only was the American public totally influenced by our cartoons, but so was the Japanese culture. And we have one piece that's actually a color game board from about the 1930s, 40s, but it features Popeye, it has Mickey Mouse, it has Betty Boop, and then it also has some Japanese characters in there too. And below it is another game board that has Batman. When I found out this collector had these, I thought, oh, we got to include these. These are fun because it shows not only how important they are to our culture, but other cultures too really respond to the cartoons.
Funny Papers will be on display at the ASU Art Museum all summer through Labor Day. Cartoonist Tony Carrillo, the creator of the single panel strip F-, got his start at ASU on the school paper. Carrillo says he was inspired by his childhood favorites.
I loved Far Side, I loved Calvin and Hobbes, the classics. But I think maybe from a sense of humor standpoint, the Simpsons probably had more of an influence on me. But just the sensibility of it and the humor in it, I couldn't get enough.
Though this is always risky, I'll share one of F-'s most recent strips. Two kids are at the kitchen table, laboring over what looks like a really difficult math assignment. I mean, the kids really look befuddled. With arms folded, their mom stands over them and says, "You kids need to go outside. You've played mortgage long enough." Despite taking his craft seriously, Carrillo says F-minus isn't intended to change the world.
I think if F-minus has a message, you know, I take that back, it doesn't have a message. There's no message in F-minus. My goal is just to make people laugh every day.
Tony, what sets comic strips apart, in your view, and has made them last in a popularity across the generations?
There's just something so simple about a comic strip. The combination of words and images, I think you're drawn to it. And initially, newspapers started including comic strips to get more readers because they knew that there's just something very simple and attractive about a comic strip, and it draws the eye, and you want to follow the story and find out what these characters are saying. Even with all today's technology and games and ways to distract ourselves, the comic strip is still, I think no matter how old you are, you're going to want to take a look.
Black and white versus color, do you think that matters?
No, not really. I do both. I think that there's something in our caveman brain that likes the scrolling on the wall, you know, and likes the little images and the portrayals and the stories. It doesn't really matter if it's done with incredible detail, and like Prince Valiant that has a lot of expertly done art, or if it's just very simple, goofy drawings. I think it doesn't really matter. I think it's about the idea that it's trying to get across. You know, my comic is not going to be to everyone's taste, and neither is The Family Circus, or just take your pick, but there's going to be something out there that speaks to you.
F Minus was first syndicated nationally in 2006 and is now in more than 150 papers.